Justin Fluke with you. It's time to talk D-West basketball with girls head coach Perry Smith joining us first up. Lady Mustangs coming off the TVL tournament. Of course, a game postponed this Tuesday against Centralia that'll be made up on February 12th. Lady Mustangs sitting at 7-5 on the season after what turned out to be 4 games in 4 days. We kind of talked about it there last week, Coach. But you go 2-2, tough loss to Centralia. It goes on to win it all, but beat Lynn and then have Frankfort in the final game. So, man, I don't know if we have time to break them all down, but just how do you feel like your team responded kind of overall to the challenge that was before them and the tough tournament that got even tougher with 4 games in a row last week?
Well, you know, I was fairly pleased with how we did. You know, everybody's in that same boat, you know, no practice, and then we get thrown into 4 games in 4 days, which I think there was just a couple of us that did that. So that was really challenging. But overall, you know, our kids are tough and we competed hard and really seen some good things in the tournament. And then we've seen some things we got to work on and get better at. And I know these kids will, and that's going to be the focus going forward.
What were some of the highlights, whether that was maybe an individual in a game or just the way that the team did something in a game or two? What were maybe a couple of the biggest highlights that really stand out to you from the tourney?
Well, I thought the way we came back against Lynn, you know, we lost to Centralia, you know, in the quarterfinal game or however you say that, the 3-6 matchup. And I was pleased with how we came back against Lynn. I thought we came back and competed because Lynn played hard against us, really did, and challenged us in some ways. But our kids kind of came back and fought through that. And I was pleased with that. Individually, you know, we lean on our seniors, you know, just like we usually do. And I thought our seniors did some good things too, played hard and gave us a chance. You know, it's, you know, 3 games in 3 days in the state tournament's tough. 4 games in 4 days in the middle of the year when you haven't had any practice, that's really I've been coaching a long time and I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that or been a part of anything like that. And we need to get in the gym and go to work and fix some things and hopefully we can have a little time to do that here to finish out the year.
No doubt. It's been kind of a crazy the last couple of days, of course, getting back in the gym. Maybe that time off is a good thing. Mentioned didn't have this Centralia game, so going to be a lot of games here in the final month. But as you get ready to jump back into it, I know a trip to Blue Valley Randolph on Friday and a team that you faced earlier in the tournament. But what do you kind of look at as keys for your team to be successful and to get back into the routine and rhythm and really make a push here in the second half?
Well, I think we've got to just go back to do the things that we do. You know, our tempo is very important to us, and we've got to get back to playing with some tempo. Teams in our league really try to keep us out of transition, and we got to figure out how to get the speed of the game sped up a little bit at times, I think. But overall, you know, I know we've talked a lot about this. You know, the Twin Valley League this year in the girls' side has got a ton of depth.
Yeah.
There's just a good amount of teams that all can do some things. And to be honest with you, I don't know that I've remember it as athletic as it is maybe this year, all the way through from top to bottom. So every night we have to go out. We don't get the opportunity to have an off night. We don't get the opportunity to not play hard or not play well. Because if we do that, we're going to be disappointed in the outcome. So we just got to go to work and figure out how to be the best version of us, and hopefully we can do that.
Well, Blue Valley Randolph next week. You get Axtell at home, and then a big time matchup at Clifton Clyde. We'll talk a little bit more about next week. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time, and good luck in these next couple games.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
Perry Smith, head coach of the D-West Girls. We'll talk Mustang Boys Hoops after this timeout.